first off, let's talk about dairy. I just got the milk numbers for March, and was California's down for the month, down for the quarter. How are you guys faring out there right now?
Well, really, everything's a matter of comparison. And if you look at California versus a year ago, yeah, we're down, I think, 2.9% from a year ago. But last year, I think we were up 4% or 3.5% or something like that. We had a great mild winter, dry winter, of course. It goes with our drought. And the cows came through it with gangbusters. And I think you just have a little bit of fatigue. Also, the water problems out here are causing some of our forages, our silages, and our hay to be a little poor quality, and I think that's coming to bear also.
Are you getting some tonnage out of the forages, though?
Yeah, we're getting a little bit. I mean, we were off probably 5% last year on the stuff on the ground that we did farm. You know, in my personal case, we left probably 25% of our silage ground fallow just to be able to cut. To be able to water the better ground right, because we can't irrigate and kind of concentrate it.
Now, you're using strictly your wells now to irrigate, correct? Nothing off the mountains?
Nothing off the mountains. This is the first time in recorded history or since they've had the canal systems that we haven't had snow runoff for 2 years in a row. We've had 1 year before, but not two. And so it's going to be dire straits. I think we'll get through this year, but it's leading to a lot of people pointing fingers and everybody looking over the fence, thinking someone else needs to cut water use, not themselves.
And that's agriculture is kind of taking a hit here because of the governor's demand on outside of agriculture, but agriculture has taken cuts already, haven't it?
Yeah, they're drawing a line in the sand as of today, going forward, but if you go back over the years, you look at the last 5 years, I think the average water allowance in the Westlands, the federal water system, was probably around 15 or 20% of whatever their normal was. I think the last 10 years, their normal is more like a 40% or 50% delivery. In our state water system where I'm at, we've been reduced back to about 50% of what we used to get to flood irrigate. So that leads you to do check out different irrigation systems and ways of conserving water.
How much land is being laid fallow this year?
You know, I'm not sure. They're thinking of probably another 50 to 100,000 acres. Of course, you go back 15, 20 years ago, you had the big federal projects were buying retiring ground. I mean, there's 500,000 fallow acres last year. There'll probably be 600,000 or 700,000 this year anyway.
Now, what about as far as livestock? How are cow numbers holding out there? Are you guys reducing herds somewhat here?
I think the herd numbers are probably pretty flat. They're plus or minus a little bit, but there's several large herds going out of business right now, and most of the cattle look like they're traveling to the lower Midwest. The thing that built California over the last 40, 50 years was an abundance of cheap feed, particularly shipped in from the Midwest, the grains and things like that. But with ethanol and transportation fuel costs, our basis has doubled in the last 10 years, puts a pretty big weight on it. Also, there's a lot of competition for use of the land here, so we can't grow that beautiful alfalfa anymore. You have people switching to less water-intensive crops like almonds.
So what are you using for forages mainly now?
Well, I'm still using alfalfa and corn silage. Corn silage and a winter forage or a wheat hybrid silage, mainly because that's where I have to put my effluent from the dairy, all the manure water. We kind of blend it out and spread that out and use that natural fertilizer that we're also, that's our other crop other than milk.
Mm. Talk a bit about the almonds. I know a year ago when we were talking, you were talking that a lot of guys were knocking buds off because it takes so much water. What's the crop like this year?
Well, it's kind of tough doing that 2 years in a row on the people that are really water deficient. You have more almonds being pulled out right now, and people, some of them are replanting back because the new plantings for the first couple of years take less water. The ones that planted last year are having some issues with it. Somewhere someone came up with a gallon of water per almond, but it takes about 4 acre foot of water to bring an acre foot of water to, or a 4 acre foot of water to bring almonds to crop, and per acre, and it's a lot of water, but it's less than the alfalfa, and it's certainly less than the cotton we used to grow.
So how is this affecting, how was almond production last year, and what are they looking for crop this year?
Well, last year's production was off about 5%. They're thinking they're going to be off another 3 or 4% this year just because of the stress in the water. They're not exactly sure. What you did find, if you came out for the Tilbury Farm Show, you did see a lot of early blooming almond orchards. That's from the water stress coming in a week or 2 weeks early and a quicker bloom, which is the indication that the production will be off.
The earlier it blooms, the smaller the crop is going to be.
Yes.
Same thing happening to grapes then, too?
Yeah, to a certain extent. Although there is a lot of juice in the vat still. Our winemakers in California have a tendency of importing juice from Australia or Chile to fill the vats and to supplement what our supply is here. And there's a lot of available juice. There can be a lot of grapes. Right now, they're not pulling out almonds as much as they're pulling out grapes right now. And I don't know how many thousands and thousands of acres are coming out, but it's in respect to a lack of a market or a lack of a premium market.
Really?
Yeah.
And these are some pretty old vines, aren't they?
Those are pretty old vines. They're a little older varieties. A lot of the raisin grapes, some of the wine grapes that are at the end of their 15 or 20-year contracts, at least in my area, and the desire for long-term contracts just isn't there right now. In grapes, you do the long-term contracts because of the high cost of investing in planting that crop, that permanent crop. You don't plant it without it. You can't go in the spot market in grapes because it's almost as perishable as milk is. And so you really need to make sure you got a good contract. And basically what you do is when they're offering the better price contracts, that's when you have to invest in it. So you have to keep your powder dry and be ready to move when they're offered. When they're not offered, you can't hardly give them away.
So are we going to see a big transition here in the California grape industry?
I think you're going to have some transitions, and they're going to have to, we're businessmen like everything else. It's not like 40 years ago where you could do cotton and alfalfa and little wheat and cows and make a living anymore. You're pushing to, your best return. And that's what our bankers have been telling us every down cycle. We need to be better businessmen, so we're trying to get there.
Is there any particular area of California agriculture that's being hit the hardest, that is the most in danger by this?
I think all of agriculture is in danger in California right now, since really we've almost doubled our population since the last time we built a dam, our new reservoir. And right now, with cities running out of water, people are looking at other users. And despite you have different numbers coming around, 40% of the total state water is used by agriculture and 10% by the people and 50% by the environmental reasons. And then they say, well, the developed water, is different than that. But just 2 weeks ago, Department of Natural Resources was releasing thousands and thousands of gallons to try to protect a potential salmon run in the midst of this drought in a river that's traditionally is dry 6 out of 7 years. So I don't know what they're trying to do here in California.
What about dairy? How will dairy fare coming through this?
Well, I think we've kind of topped out of the big growth mode in California. I think our only growth from here on out is from concentration, better quality management, and focus of assets. And And I think we're still going to be fighting the environmental wars that are slowly percolating from California to the rest of the nation. And I apologize to everybody else for that. But, you know, we're fighting the battles. We're finding ideas, and you're looking for solutions wherever you can find them. And part of it is you join with some of the regulatory agencies and see what makes common sense. And you don't fight it, you engage in it, because you know it's inevitable. And most of us, most farmers are, and dairy farmers are living right next to their dairies anyway, and we want clean air and clean water too. So we know our cows perform better when we take care of the environment. So that's just part of what we need to do.
Being that you have had such an increase in population, are you finding state government is still responding to agriculture, or are you becoming a smaller voice within the state?
We don't have enough people to enough farmers in the state to elect dog catcher in Sacramento, okay, for voters. But I think by the governor's decree, he recognizes the importance of agriculture, and he recognizes what we've already done to save water, to restrict our water use and things like that. And I think that shows up, although you do have some contingents that are elected officials that are crossways of that. I do think it's interesting that it's not too often that one of our elected officials has to feel the brunt or have to answer for their previous decisions. You know, Governor Pat Brown in the 60s came up with this great project of the Central Valley Project and all the dams. They did all the building. Phase two was to come in the 70s. Well, governor in between Pat Brown and his son was Reagan. He continued that. But Jerry Brown, our current governor, was also governor in the mid-70s, and he led the effort to stop all the second tier of dams and reservoirs that would have been nice to carry forward some of this water so this drought wouldn't be quite as dramatic, at least on the cities, as it is. We have plenty of water, but a lot of it runs out because we have no way of storing it.
This has been the big crux out there, is that you don't really have a water plan as extensive as you needed developed, do you?
Well, we had a great water plan for the 60s and 70s and early 80s.
Okay.
It just hadn't gone from there. The other thing you got to realize is that, the UN has got a study that to feed the average person in this earth, it takes 800 gallons of water a day to produce that food. That's the average. The United States probably is a little higher than that. But that 800 gallons a day is just shy of 1 acre foot. You know, you add back other living costs and stuff like that. So really what you have is for each human, it's a 1 acre foot. Four people is about 1 acre of almonds or little less than 1 acre of alfalfa. And it's all a matter of comparison and what you need to do. Our city governments out here are still approving large tracts of homes without any new water supplies or even knowing where the water is going to come to provide for these houses. So you had a choice. That household each household takes about the same as an acre of crops. The other thing is that we're looking at new things like subsurface drip that are saving 20% of water use and hopefully getting us 25% additional production on our alfalfa and things like that, where you're trying to make your water stretch, or we're retiring or alternating ground to try to maximize our production on what we do farm.